We wish you a meaningful Memorial Day. And it's one President Trump began, as every president before him did, at Arlington National Cemetery.
To every Gold Star family who honors us with your presence, you lost sons and daughters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers. They each had their own names, their own stories, their own beautiful dreams. But they were all angels sent to us by God, and they all share one title in common, and that is the title of hero.
President Trump today at Arlington National Cemetery. This morning, the president also tweeted a salute to the men and women he said made the ultimate sacrifice in service to America, home of the free, because of the brave. But it's a Twitter storm after he arrived home this weekend from his first trip abroad that people are talking about. The president slamming reports that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, tried to open a secret backdoor communication channel with Russia, and also castigating what he called the fake news media. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley is here. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robin.
And let's start with those weekend tweets. The president responding to reports that came out while he was abroad that Jared Kushner, his son-in-law and senior advisor, is the focus of that investigation into possible collusion with Russia and the president's campaign, more specifically that Kushner spoke with the Russian ambassador about opening these secret communication channels to talk about things like Syria. Tell us more about what we know.
This was first reported by the Washington Post and later followed up by other news outlets that, yes, Kushner spoke with the Russian ambassador in early December, that is, during the transition period, before the Trump team had actually moved into office. And he floated the idea of setting up this secret communication channel for transition officials to use, including Michael Flynn, who, of course, would go on to become the short-lived national security advisor and who was ultimately fired over misrepresenting his contacts with the Russian ambassador.
And we understand that Michael Flynn was in the room in the Trump Tower when this conversation was held. Well, Trump, President Trump and his administration have defended Jared Kushner. Here's Department of Homeland Security Chief John Kelly on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
I know Jared. He's a great guy, decent guy. His number one interest really is the nation. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to communicate back channel, you know, publicly with other countries. I don't see any big issue here.
Well, a couple things, Scott. First of all, in that comment, it sounds as if it's an acknowledgement that Kushner tried to do what he said to have tried to do. But what are others saying about how normal that would be?
Well, one thing we should point out is that there's no evidence this secret communication channel was ever actually established. But the question is, why would Kushner and the transition team have wanted a communication channel to Russia operating outside the sort of traditional foreign policy apparatus? That is, sort of, why would they want to go around the State Department and others in the U.S. government to have this back channel?
Yeah. Well, now we are, as everyone is, talking about, you know, Jared Kushner instead of about the president's trip, which we understand his aides think was, you know, the most successful run that he's had as president. And it's been sidetracked perhaps by the conversations about Kushner pushed by the president's tweets. But first of all, how successful do most think the trip was?
Well, you know, the White House staff, I think, breathed a big sigh of relief that the president wasn't tweeting throughout this trip. They kept him pretty busy, and I don't know, maybe they didn't sign him up for the international data plan. But then he came back to Washington and immediately took to Twitter once again. And, you know, this is going to be under scrutiny not only by those of us in the news media now, but also by the special counsel that is investigating potential ties between the Trump team and the Russians. And so there is a real consensus, I think, that steps need to be taken to try to discipline this president and his Twitter habit. But that's much easier said than done.
Well, and looking at the week ahead, fired FBI Director James Comey was supposed to testify sometime after Memorial Day. President Trump is tweeting about health care and tax reform. There are also reports that there might be a White House shakeup. Thoughts on the week ahead?
Yeah, the president's tweets on the tax reform, he boasts that they're ahead of schedule. That's a little hard to see. Initially, they thought they might actually have tax reform by August. That seems very unlikely. And then a cryptic tweet on health care where he was suggesting that more money be put in to make health care better. Mm. Of course, just last week, we got that report from the congressional forecasters saying the plan passed by Republicans in the House would leave 23 million more Americans uninsured than the current system.
Yeah. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. A thoughtful Memorial Day to you, sir.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah.